The compensation scheme for homeowners whose houses are damaged by defective blocks is to be extended to Clare and to Limerick. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will ask his Cabinet colleagues today to approve the scheme, which will cost around €2.7 billion and which has affected almost 8,000 homes in Donegal and Mayo alone. A cap of €420,000 has been placed on individual amounts, with a second grant available if further cracks appear. The mineral mica had been blamed for much of the damage, but some engineers are now saying it could be another mineral, pyrrhotite, which is at fault, and that more scientific research is needed. Where we're joined now by one of the homeowners affected, Paddy Diver from Donegal. Paddy Diver, you're welcome. The cap, €420,000, the per square foot allowable cost, €145. These are both the same as were announced shortly after each other last November. So are you awaiting any further changes from the Cabinet today?
Yeah, we're waiting on changes, surely. We want to move on with the scheme and get it right. We're worried here for marriages and children and everything. We really need the government to get it right this time. Nobody wants to.
What else are you waiting on specifically to hear and to see?
Well, it's the rollout of the scheme. When's it gonna actually get rolling out right? We don't know. No more delays, no more false promises.
And the minister, it's reported, wants to waive pre-legislative scrutiny of the bill. That's to allow for any changes, any amendments, in order to speed things up, for there to be no delays. But you don't think he should waive that scrutiny?
I don't see why we should be talking about delays in this here, because they've had plenty of time. They've always done pre-legislating scrutiny, and it's needed. You can't ignore science. They talk about the taxpayers' bill. Well, I'm a taxpayer. We're all taxpayers. We shouldn't be facing these bills. And if we keep ignoring science, the bill's going to get higher and higher all the time, because we've got world-leading experts telling us one thing, and we've got influential people trying to ignore it. Just doesn't make sense.
Well, these world-class engineers, as you say, some of them are saying that engineers may not sign off on repairs because more research is needed, particularly to establish if it is pyrrhotite rather than mica that's responsible for much of the damage that's being caused to your homes. Why does it matter, though, which mineral is at fault if the outcome is the same?
Yeah, well, it's IS-465. The government has admitted that it's completely flawed. Pyrrhotite, mica, and mica, they've all been mentioned in it. Do you know what I mean? They need to get their work done. Everybody knows now. It started off in Dublin with just pyrrhotite. Then it came to the mica. How can we ignore pyrrhotite? It's just impossible. We've got Aidan O'Connell, an influential engineer, telling us one thing. We've got a world-leading expert in Andreas Lehmann. We've got Debbie McCoy that's telling our Minister of Housing, Dara Breen, she will fund him to come and sit beside him and explain to him what it is, because, and he's ignored the emails as of today. We can't ignore this anymore. It just does not make sense. The taxpayer is going to be destroyed again in the future if the government don't listen, because if they listened to the people 10 years ago, this problem could have been sorted for a couple of €100 million. Do you know what I mean? And every couple of years they ignored it and continued to buy government buildings, leisure centres, tax offices, all with the same manufactured blocks that we were sending them emails with and telling them this is wrong and wrong, and they continued to ignore. Well, if they continue to ignore pyrrhotite, the taxpayer's going to suffer again. We can't ignore science.
So this cap of €420,000, are you saying that might not be enough?
I definitely didn't say it might not be enough. All I want is for the family homes to be fixed. I know that they're putting a cap on it. I believe that it's the government's at fault here. Because in my eyes, there's not one homeowner that the government can say it's your fault. But the homeowner can turn around and say, it's your fault, government. So you can talk about the cap, but what about people's lives? What about the devastation that they've been through and through all this time here, caused by the government's negligence? Like, there's children on their knees, there's mothers that's moving pots around in the kitchen when they're making their dinner when the rain's coming down. There's people at breaking point, there's people on depression tablets. This should not be happening in Ireland. I know you've put figures on it, but it's the government's negligence that's caused us here. There's people at breaking point and they can't take no more.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Paddy Diver there from Donegal, one of the homeowners affected by the mica situation. It's 7:26.